Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, May 22nd, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We each day consider it a joy to share a perspective of God's Word with readers and podcast listeners all over the world. Today's message is titled, Still Changing Lives. And the scripture text is familiar to many that have been a Christian for a while, from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
I enjoy hearing testimonies of faith in Christ. Some are dramatic and full of suspense, such as one who has overcome tremendous adversity in the process of finding Christ. Others may have less colorful pre-conversion stories, but all of us who have placed our faith in Christ have a powerful testimony in one way or another. For every conversion is a miracle of the new birth we have in Christ Jesus. You may have a story that focuses on God's delivering grace, while others have stories that focus more on God's preserving grace. God's preserving grace is especially seen in those who were spared the ravages of a sin-filled life because they came to faith at an early age. Galatians 6, verse 7 speaks of the harvest that comes from what we plant. If we have planted to satisfy our sinful selves, it will bring us ruin. But if we want to please the Spirit, we receive eternal life from the Spirit. Yesterday, a friend of mine, Ed Hur, shared his testimony with a group of businessmen here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Since Ed was raised in a godly home and came to the Lord as a child, his testimony reflects the preserving grace of God's work in his life. But he told a pre-conversion story that reveals both the power of conviction and the lasting impact godly parents have in a young child's life.
I'm going to share the story today. Ed's mother had requested that he go to the corner grocery store on his bike for some groceries and gave him a detailed list of the items she wanted. So Ed went to the store, and the couple who owned the store filled the order based on the grocery list as he waited. Well, little Ed really liked peanut butter cups, so while the order was being filled and the store owners were out of sight, he stashed a couple of them for himself. The store owners then brought Ed the bag of groceries his mother had ordered. Preparing for his trip home, he placed the two peanut butter cups on top of the bag and cleverly devised a plan. He would park his bike, take out the two peanut butter cups and set them aside, and then take the groceries in the house to his mom. He would come back later to enjoy the candy while no one was watching. While his plan was thwarted as his mother, in a hurry for an item needed for the evening meal, met him as he drove up. She took the bag from his hands before he could remove the cups. He quickly devised plan B. When mom came out and inquired about the two peanut butter cups, he said, "Well, since I'm helping you, I thought I deserved them, so I just added them to the order." But mom reached into the bag for the receipt, and of course the peanut butter cups were not listed. Ed was caught in an act of both stealing and lying. It was really the same sinful plot that Adam and Eve fell for, and so many others of us. Ed's mother insisted that he immediately go back and tell both the store owner and his wife what he had done and ask for their forgiveness. Now, Ed is Stephen's age, but this infraction was a formative moment in his life as he experienced earnest conviction of sin, and in a short time, he trusted Christ for salvation.
Yesterday, he told the story about how relieved he was at the joy of his salvation as he came home from the service. He said it was a tent meeting. Well, in the daily text, the Apostle Paul describes the wonderful transformation that Christ brings. I'll read it again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. When a person turns to Christ, a wonderful transformation takes place. In one sense, it's instantaneous. But in another sense, it's a lifelong process.
Romans 12:2 instructs, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." In 2 Corinthians 3:18, we read about the process of being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory.
Paul himself experienced this same life-transforming conversion on the road to Damascus and went on to be the greatest missionary in the history of the church. Slave trader John Newton experienced dramatic conversion to Christ and went on to write Amazing Grace. Nixon's hatchet man, Chuck Colson, experienced this change and went on to found Prison Fellowship and has had a very fruitful ministry for Christ.
And the list of changed lives goes on and is being added to every day. Are you on this list? Today, consider your life. Have you accepted Jesus Christ by asking Him to be your Lord and Savior? Have you sought Him for forgiveness of your sins? If so, then you are a child of God.
Christ continues to change lives today. He is either changing yours or waiting for you to call on His name so your life can be changed. Please, do so today.
Let's pray together. Father, as your new creation, we have crucified our sinful selves and found new life through your indwelling Holy Spirit. We have given up our old selfish desires, and sin no longer masters our thoughts and actions. We deny our sinful nature so that your will may be accomplished in our lives as we reflect your glory day by day. Your deliverance power gives us the strength we need to deal with ongoing temptation to yield to our old sinful nature. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I enjoy, as I started the message, testimonies, and so many elements of Ed's I appreciate, and we shared it today in part because I think it conveys the old standards of a caring parents that really held their children accountable. We so need that today. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Thursday, May 22nd, 2008. We do have a photo of Ed on the site, along with me and another friend from the meeting yesterday I referred to. It was a CBMC meeting, a Christian Businessmen's Meeting, an international organization or network of Christian business leaders that want to let their light shine in the marketplace. We welcome you to take a look at that photo. Our lead photo today was taken by a friend of ours named Greg Schneider, and it's an outstanding close-up of a butterfly taken right here in Pennsylvania. It's a couple years old, he sent it to me, but I really like the photo, and it illustrates today's message. Today, I also want to point out we have several songs we've selected that we feel further reinforce the message for those of you that enjoy that. One of them is a song that goes back to our earliest years of being Christian, an Andre Crouch song from the early 70s, I would think, titled The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. Pardon me. And we found a good, solid online version that we believe will bless you, as well as several other songs that just seem to musically reinforce today's message. Well, thanks for joining us. It's a joy to share God's Word. And we pray that each one of you will continue to experience changed lives that Christ Jesus brings.